This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. Tune in with Erica. I am Erica, and hey, it is so good to see you. Hey, oh, the last show in November. Somebody else said to me today, December, how did that happen? You know me, I always say that. The time seems to fly by when you're having fun here on 3D Earth. It is lovely to see you today. So many people already I see coming into the Facebook chat room. It's going to be a busy old day today, and I'm going to enjoy getting together with all of you and doing some readings. If you'd like to be amongst all of that, the door is open. Just go to 12radio.com, the website, look at the menu that drops down on the left-hand side, and you'll see there's an option to chat. You can also find out about all the other hosts, and you can catch up with all the other shows from the On Demand. But right now, what I need you to do is click that mouse and come on in to the 1-2 Radio chat room, where you will find Maureen and Rebecca. I love your name, Rebecca. Rebecca D'Angel, love it. Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, my colleague from 1-2 Listen, good morning to you. Tiffany and Pamela, Alan, Renee, Tara and Laura. Hey, you guys, it is great to see you, and I will get in there, take a look at the comments and do you some readings. I'll just give you time to get settled in with whatever brew you have and see how we go, because, yeah, it is the last show of the day. And I was thinking, what do I need to talk about today? And I've been sitting all afternoon, better late than never, channeling my December starscopes, which I will take you through next week when we're in December. And the theme that just was coming up through the cards, I've been using my fairy deck and my wisdom tarot, is that as we enter this season of celebration, it should be, as we're gearing up, for all this razzmatazz that goes on with all the various holidays, the Christmases and what have you, nature is slowing down. She's doing the opposite. And I see this more and more every year, that nature is kind of going the opposite way to us. I have to say, by the way, that if you hear a sudden noise, the cat magic has got the zoomies, and I can hear her pelting round at the moment. So if a cat goes past the microphone, just bear with us. I'll pick the fur off you later. So where was I? The season. We're going to the longest night, the shortest day, the winter solstice, Yule. For me, a time of rebirth, rebooting, going inside, that kind of Pluto moment. But as night follows day, it will reboot. And now my cat is busy destroying the mat in front of the fire. She's obviously really bored because it's too wet for her to go out. So if you can hear lots of clawing, I'm hoping there's not a mouse in the house. That's her other joy that she brings in, but I think not. So I was thinking about this as night follows day, that come Yule, the days will start to lengthen again. And it got me to thinking about, oh, the brief fragility of human life. We are so temporary, and yet these cycles of the earth just have been going for millennia. It just feels wonderful to be part of something of that. I feel very grounded by that thought, the regularity of the seasons, and as the earth turns on her axis. It always takes me to my favourite Shakespearean play. It was the last one he ever wrote, and it's the only time he wrote about magic towards the end of his life when he was returning to Stratford. And it's Prospero the magician right at the very end. I just adore this quote, and I hope I will do the iambic pentameter justice. The rhythm of Shakespeare's words, if you ask an actor, they'll tell you the rhythm is incredibly important. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life rounded with a sleep. Absolutely true. Gosh, he was good, that Shakespeare. He really was. So I'm in that kind of mood. A reflective mood, but a very positive mood. So I hope you'll join me in that. Because it is a season of celebration. I was looking up how many holidays there are. There are lots of different Christian ones, but it's Bodhi Day, which is a Buddhist celebration, the St. Nicholas Day, which is a lot of Europe do. They celebrate the day before, it's Christmas Eve. There's, of course, there's Hanukkah, and there's Yule, and there's Kwanzaa, and there's Zarathustra, which is on the 26th, which is the Zoroastrian, I can never say that, Zoroastrians. I've probably just mucked that up, but you know what I mean. And so there is all of that. I also was looking at the numerology of today, adding them up, 30 plus 11, 2023. When you add it all up, it comes to 12. And you know how we like 12. 1-2. 1-2 radio, 1-2 listen, 1-2 house, all the glorious 1-2 products. Also, not forgetting the 1-2 absolutely free gratitude board. Have you used it lately? You know, I forget, and then I go on there and I do put stuff on, because on the front page of 1-2 listen, if you've not looked, if you're new to 1-2 radio, go and have a look at 1-2listen.com. Not only will you find free horoscopes from all my colleagues on there and my starscope, but you will also find the gratitude board. And now I'm getting meowing and protests from the cat. You can probably hear. I think we're cross about something. But hopefully we'll hold together without a cat going past the microphone. So go and have a look on the front page of 1-2 Listen. Look at the gratitude board. It's free. Post your comments in there as if they've already happened, because that's how magic works. And all the hosts of 1-2 Listen, the advisors, empower it. We really do. And there's about 50 of us. So imagine your gratitude, your manifestation being empowered by all those world-class advisors. It's a no-brainer. Why wouldn't you do it? So I just thought I'd mention that as I'm going past, and the fact the cat's got the zoomies. So there we go. I'm now going to go into the chat room and have a look, because I can see people coming in there, and take a look at your comments. Well, I will, if my mouse will speak to Facebook. You know the annual battle that I have with this, but let's give it another go. There we go. So I need to go to all comments, because Facebook have now done this thing. I heard Mark Husson talking about this on Monday, that unless you put in all comments, you can't see everybody's comment, and Facebook decides who's important and who's not. And frankly, who is Facebook to do that? So I will be doing all comments. And as I look, I find Maureen, my Libra sister. Yes, you are my Libra sister. And you would love a message if time permits, because you've been clutter clearing. I also want to say good morning to Laura, Renee, Pamela, Tara Elizabeth, and Tiffany, Lioness Maureen, Jennifer's in there, as I said, and Rebecca, and Kat, and Joni, and you know, Tiffany, Denise. Gosh, it's a full house. And Rebecca would like an angel. Rebecca Angel would like a reading as well. Okay, so let's do this then, and go up to the top. Maureen wanted a reading. Because I've been channeling my starscopes, I have got my fairy deck and my tarot deck. So I'm going to do for you the readings. What I do when I'm doing the starscopes, I take the oracle deck as a kind of umbrella, as an overlighting, and pick a card for the theme of the reading, and then I pick cards from the tarot. So I'm going to do that. So Maureen, you have been clutter clearing and sending lots of donations to auction. Doesn't that feel good, is all I can say. It just, oh, I love doing that, getting the clutter out of my house. The less we have, the freer we are. I saw a post, a meme recently, that we said we spend all that time acquiring money to buy things that then we have to deal with and declutter. What a waste of time in our lives. It would be better if we didn't consume so much. Just buy the things that really count. And if you don't need them anymore, well, pass them to somebody who does. So let's have a look, Maureen, for you. A card from Karen Kay's lovely fairy deck. I'm hoping to get Karen Kay on the show before we get to Christmas. Lovely card, beautiful little fairy. She's got pastel colours on, and she's got pink flowers. They look like peonies in her hair. And the message is shine from within. So looking for beauty that's more than skin deep. And it's time for you to shine as well. It's time for people to see the powerhouse that you are. That's what the fairies are doing, as an overlighting. So now I'm going to ask the angels to bring in something from the wisdom deck to add to that. And there we go. Oh, well, why am I not surprised? Of course, the cards run. I'm saying shine from within. And the card I've got is a major arcana card. It is overlit by Raziel, the archangel who you see when you see rainbow lights, who's said to sit so close to the throne of God or the Creator, however you like to term that, that he knows all the secrets. He sometimes is said also to have the Book of Karma. But here we have the Hermit, which comes with a Virgo energy. It's really about clearing and sorting, so absolutely apposite for you, Maureen. This is about inner work that you do. Not only are you physically clearing the house, but when you're doing that, the message here is that you're also rearranging your internal closets so that you can shine even brighter on the outside. So I hope that makes sense to you. Good morning to Laura. It is indeed December tomorrow. You would love a message. I do love December. I say it feels like a season of hope for me. Even though I know, and I've said this in my Starscapes, lots of people approach it with trepidation because if you've lost a loved one in December, and my family all seem to do that one, I've lost most of my family in either early January or December. Tis the season. I think people just let go as it gets darker. But that can mean that we approach the celebrations with caution because we think, well, we feel sad. And of course we'll feel sad. We miss them. But also you can turn that around and think they are just an energetic veil away. And they're watching you on earth and they're looking at you, enjoying the season, and you give them joy by doing that. And that's a way to turn that around. So if you know someone feels a little sad about the season, perhaps you could try that. Mark Husson was talking on Monday, actually, a shout out to Mark Husson because I enjoyed this. The gap between what's inside and the reality that you see outside is where depression lies. And you can bridge that gap, I think, by trying to turn it around. So, Laura, you want a card, so let's get you a fairy. Ooh, beautiful fairy. Rainbow colours, glorious pinks and turquoises. And she's the fairy of light, the fairy queen of light. Comes to shed love and light into your current situation and remind you that light can penetrate the darkness. If you're going to have the tiniest strike of a match to turn a dark room visible. So let's have a look what the tarot brings to you with that message. Shot out. Now, this might be about abundance or money. And now abundance comes in many forms. Yes, it can be money, but abundance is a great many other things as well. It can be an abundance of love or a finding of peace of mind. That is a great abundance for many people. And I was just talking about how people feel about the season. So perhaps an abundance of whatever you need for this season. And you're shedding light into a dark place by holding on to what is true abundance rather than we all think it's money, but abundance is a great deal more on that. Love, peace of mind, contentment with where you are, that is true abundance. Renee, happy Thursday to you. That's a lovely wave. Pamela is in there as well. Looking forward to listening to my soothing voice. That is very kind of you because my voice is still post-COVID. So again, I would like to say sexy, but hoarse might be a better trick. I have a large cup of tea with me. And the messages that I bring, well, you're a bit under the weather, Pamela, with like a message of comfort from whatever entity has a message for me. Well, let's try the fairies to bring a bit of sparkle into your life if you're under the weather. So, because it is the season of coughs and colds and every other virus under the sun. So let's bring a bit of fairy sparkle to you. I kid you not, that the card that has flown out of the deck is the most beautiful, sunlight, glorious golden, pink angel surrounded by glistening lights and bubbles of energy. And the card is life energy. So you have the fae sending you life energy because you're a little bit under the weather. Life-giving energy, she reminds you to shine your light and to reveal anything in the shadows that needs to be healed. So let's see how the tarot will add to that. Let's have a look. So, what do the angels in the tarot deck add to that? Again, I've got the Hermit. Same card has come out again. This going inside and finding what is valuable. and shining your light. And again, there we've got the light, the shining the light that comes from inside and goes outward. So it's perking up your inner petals and accepting this beautiful healing energy, this life energy from the Fae. And I hope that will pick you up and you'll feel much better soon. Tara, good morning. You're terrific. Bless you. I always have my cup of tea. You always have lovely memes. Tiffany, greetings. You're like a kid in a candy store right now. It's snowing for the first time in your new hometown in Oregon. I've never been to Oregon, and it's on the to-do list. I have been to various parts of the states, but Oregon is absolutely on my to-do list, and I'm so glad that you're enjoying it and it's going well. Lioness, good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday to you, my dear, as well, and to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Rebecca, Kat, happy to get a card. Of course, my darling, Kat Garner. Let's have a look. A fairy card for you. Let's see what the Fae would like to bring to Kat. Oops. That flew out of the deck. Okay. I've got two cards actually for you from the Fae Cat. One is about motivation and one is about celebration. So let's have a look at this. So the motivation one is talking about spring. So we're looking ahead past this winter energy into spring. And then we've got a celebration. So this celebration says getting ready to let your hair down. So I think what the Fae are saying to you, the letting your hair down season is now, but there's also something nice coming in spring as well. So just enjoy the winter season. Do what brings you happiness. Get out and dance if you want to, let your hair down, or slow down with winter, but then you're going to reboot in spring. So I hope that's helpful. We want a wisdom card as well. So let's have a look. What would the angels add to that to give the message more depth? Interestingly there, I've got a Two of Swords. Now, the Two of Swords says that you're blocking something or you're being blocked from something. And behind her is an ocean, which is emotion. So this letting your hair down, are you not giving yourself permission to enjoy the season, Kat? I wonder, for some reason, if you are, the Fae ask that you would do it. Joni, good morning to you. My work life-changing, like some guidance as to what's next. Fairies are very good at work and manifestation, so let's have a look for Joni. Honoured Fae, what would you say today to Joni about her changing situation? And there come the cards. Two messages they have for you. One is do things in moderation. So that's a work-life balance, but also don't give so much of yourself that you have nothing left to give to others. The other one is ask for help, which comes under the same genre. Do not stretch yourself too thinly is the message I would say there. And let's see what the tarot has to say about that. So the tarot would add to that message. A lovely moon card. Obviously, this comes with the energy of Cancerian moon. It comes with Archangel Haniel, who's the Archangel of Love. It has a very dreamy feel about this. And a full moon. And of course, we've just been past the full moon in Gemini, which was an interesting duality. This card actually has a connection to Pisces because it's very, very dreamy. It's about listening to your intuition and paying attention to signs and unnecessary worry. So again, this moderation, this not stretching yourself too far. Look at what's around. Look at the markers as to what's good, what's a red flag. Looking after yourself and being intuitive. That's what will take you to your next steps, Joni. Tiffany is always open to a card. What do you need to know right now about finances? Certainly, my dear. Let's have a look. Ooh, that flew out fast enough. Let me have a look. Where did that go? I'm going to do that again because it's the wrong way round. Let's have a look. Tiffany, that's better. You have got not one fairy. You have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fairies in a fairy ring with the aurora lights behind them. And the message of protection. They're shielding you. They're with you with a fairy ring of love and light. And they're asking you to practice psychic protection. So perhaps in the season when we're so busy and we're out and about and people get very stressed, put yourself in a bubble of light so that you're not picking up other people's stress because you're sensitive. And I get a message from the Wisdom Tarot showing real happiness at home. So I'm going to say your sanctuary is at home. But when you're out and about, put yourself in a protective bubble because you might need to. Good morning to Denise. Good morning to Rebecca. My screen has just frozen, but let's try and sort this out. If you're a regular on the show, you know my mouse and Facebook quite often have their differences. Rebecca would like a card. You're super stressed about the finances, looking for a new job. Well, let's ask the Fae if they will help you. Fairies are fabulous manifestors. So, honoured Fae, today, how could you help Rebecca? What advice would you give her about opening up the energy? The message on the card from the Fae is come together. And these fairies are very busy helping out each other and in a garden and preparing the land. So I would say that your way forward is cooperation with other people, and the many hands make light work. So it may be that you could collaborate with somebody over something, or that might be a way to bring forth new energy or new connections that you might need. So maybe, I don't know whether volunteering is quite the right word, but just watch out for opportunities to connect to people, not necessarily applying for a job, but those connections, those threads that spread out like a spider's web and take us to places and we meet people that we had not expected. And as I say that, the card comes out of the Wisdom deck and I have Sandalphon. Now, Archangel Sandalphon is connected to your Earth Star Chakra, which is 6 inches below your feet. He takes our prayers to heaven, so Sandalphon will take your prayers for a job. He says, have you been specific about what kind of job you want so that the Fae and the angels can help you? He's surrounded by all the wisdom traditions of the world. I mean, there's Judaism in there, there's a cross, there's moons, there's every wisdom tradition. So he's saying, cast your net widely, which kind of matches what the fairies are saying. Tell the universe what you want and then cast your net very widely and look at absolutely everything that comes your way and see if something will lead you into a conversation or a meeting that is fortunate. So those are the messages. I can see lots of other people have been commenting, so I have just renewed the Facebook chat room to see what you have to say. Denise would like a reading as well, of course. Let's have a look. Denise, a fairy for Denise, please, if I could. Or are you a Denise? I never know how to say it. I hope I'm saying it correctly for you. So you have a fairy. You have the celebration fairies again. And these are two fairies. One of them, bless them, looks like a hobbit to me, but they're fairies. He's not a hobbit because he's got wings on his back, but you know the idea. And again, they're celebrating. He's dancing with the most beautiful fairies. So get ready to let your hair down and celebrate. It's time to dance and play. There could be an invitation that you will really enjoy to take up coming your way. So let's have a look at the tarot to see where we are with that. Is there a tarot extension to that message? Absolutely there is. Interestingly, I've got the Empress. Now, the Empress gives birth to new things. Perhaps the invitation is from someone who is going to start a family, or there's a baby involved, because this is about giving birth to things. It can be giving birth to situations, or creative projects, but I just have this feeling that perhaps somebody is going to make an announcement. We will see. You'll have to let me know. Maureen, you liked your card. You're very welcome. And Pamela, and I'm glad you like the Fae as well. Lioness would like a message, of course. Laura, like your message as well. Can I share an image of the card? I will do my best afterwards. I've now forgotten what card it is, but I'll go back. Memory of a sieve. When I'm channeling, I can't afterwards. I don't know where I was, but I will go back and have a look for you, Laura, and see if I can. So let's have a look for Lioness. Verse Mary Mindful. Let me just take a look where I am on the time on the show as well. I'm fine. I've just got time to do this. And of course, Facebook has just dropped the page, but I'm going to do a card for you anyway, Lioness. So here we go. A card from the Fae, please. Honoured Fae for today. Lioness, if we may, what would you tell her? The Fae like poems when you're invoking them. Precious time. Interestingly, I've got a very punk fairy here. I do like this card. You know, she's in kind of black hat with feathers and things. A very sassy fairy I have for you here. It's the Fairy of Time. And she wants you to experience every moment fully and make the most of your precious time on earth and be mindful, she said, because she has got attitude this very mindful not to waste time with of others either, or waste your time with people who are not for your highest good. Let me have a look at the tarot which goes with this. Okay. And the tarot, and there's lots of cards coming in. And again, this is an air card, the Swords. It's the Six. It's always about mentally moving forward from a difficult situation. And that Time Fairy was saying, be careful how and where you spend your precious energy, your precious time. So I think that speaks for itself. Just be very mindful. I'm looking back through the Facebook chat room to make sure I haven't missed anybody. I can see other comments, so I'm going to refresh it. And while it is doing that, because I know I'm coming up on time, if you couldn't get in the Facebook chat room, fear not, this card is for you. I'm going to do a Fae card first of all for the day for you. Honoured Fae for today. Everyone, where they may be, could I have a card? And we have one. Believe in magic. Well, the fairies would say that, wouldn't they? I do, I do, I do. Believe in magic. Your magic. You are magic. And my cat magic is still zooming about the place. And could I have a wisdom card to go with that? And I do. It is the most beautiful. It's the 10 of water, the 10 of cups, which is always about happiness in a family. It's the happily ever after card, I would say that. Emotional commitment, a loving relationship amongst family, amongst children, amongst friends, people you can trust, all of those good things. So I hope that those things are coming your way. I have just got time. I'm looking at the clock to get back in this chat room and just pick up the very final comments before I hand over to Jay and Raven. So let's have a look. All comments. It's done it. I will zoom down the bottom to make sure I haven't missed anybody. Thank goodness for that. I have done it. So that is looking good. So I am in the last minutes of the show. Thank you as ever so much for your company all the way through November. It is the 1st of December, so if you have traditions like pinch punch, first of the month, or whatever you say, don't forget to say them. I say on the way on 1-2 Radio coming up, we have Jay and Raven with your exclusive backstage pass to meet some of the advisors on 1-2 Listen. At 10, it is Erin. Oliver will be here at 11, and then it is Denise. That is an action-packed morning, a glorious day here on 1-2 Radio on the last day of December. So it is my chance to say see you next month, see you next week with my starscopes. I'll have tinsel, I'll have tea, and I'll have eaten far too many mince pies. Have a brilliant week. Lots of love. Take care. See you soon.